Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rav Ram Goldar and Zir Mezekas Yavamas Daf Nun Tesa. Six Parakabal Yabimto. So the three daves we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states regarding a Kohen Gadol. Bo'yisa as a Bogeris, and he may not marry a Bogeris. But Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon Makshir, they hold she is fit for him. It was taught in the Brights regarding a Kohen Gadol. The Torah states, Behu Yisha B'Vsalel Yikach, he shall marry a woman in her virginity. Rabbi Meir says, Prat lo Bogeris shall call lo B'Vsalel. This excludes a Bogeris whose virginity has diminished, whereas Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, who are Makshirin, hold a Bogeris is fit for a Kohen Gadol. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Meir holds that if the Torah had used the word Basula, it would connote that even a woman with partial virginity is permitted. But since he used the word Basula, is to teach us, Ade Eka Kol Basulim, no woman is permitted unless she has all of her Basulim. And since the Torah writes Bivsula in her virginity, is to teach that she's forbidden if she had relations Kadarka in a natural way, but she's not prohibited Shul Kadarka if she had them in an unnatural way. Whereas Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon hold that Basula connotes a complete virgin, but the use of the word Basula implies that even a woman with partial virginity is permitted. The expanded form of Bivsula is coming to teach Ad Shiyu Kol Basula Kayamin, until all her virginities extend, and she never had relations Kadarka or Shul Kadarka. Point number two, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Nivla Shul Kadarka Basula Kahuna, a woman who had relations unnaturally is ineligible for the Kahuna, referring to a Kohen Gadol who may only marry a virgin. The Gemara questions why Rav prohibits her only to a Kohen Gadol, for when a woman has relations, she's considered a zona and is forbidden to ordinary Kohanim as well. For Rav rules according to Rabbi Elazar, who said, Panuya haba'a panuya shlo shem ishas asa zona, an unmarried man who has relations with an unmarried woman, not for the sake of marriage, renders her a zona. After the first explanation is rejected, the Gemara brings Rabbi Zera, who said that Rav's ruling applies to a mema'enes, a young orphan girl who did miyun. Such a girl is not considered a zona or divorcee to be prohibited to an ordinary kohen, but if she had relations with her husband, even shlo kadarka, even unnaturally, Rav rules that she's not a basua and may not marry a kohen gadol. And point number three, Rav Shimon Bar Chiya said, Nivlo behema kasher kohuna, a woman who had relations with an animal is eligible for the kohuna, meaning she may even marry a kohen gadol. This was also taught in a braisa, Nivlo misha eno ish, a woman who had relations with one who is not a man, referring to an animal, even though she's subject to stoning, she remains eligible for the kahuna. Rashi explains that she would be eligible in the case when there were no witnesses or she was not forewarned. The Gemara brings an incident with a certain maiden who was cleaning the floor of a house that was attacked by a hunting dog and was deemed fit for the Kohen Gadol. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the next Mishnah states regarding a Kohen Gadol, Bo'yisa es a Bogeris, and he may not marry a Bogeris, but Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon Makshirin, they hold she is fit for him. It was taught in the Brights regarding a Kohen Gadol, the Torah states, Behu Yisha B'Vsalel Yikach, he shall marry a woman in her virginity. Rabbi Meir says, Prat lo Bogeris shall call lo B'Vsalel. This excludes a Bogeris whose virginity has diminished, whereas Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, who are Makshirin, hold a Bogeris is fit for a Kohen Gadol. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Meir holds that if the Torah had used the word Basula, it would connote that even a woman with partial virginity is permitted. But since he used the word Basula, is to teach us, Ade Eka Kol Basulim, no woman is permitted unless she has all of her Basulim. And since the Torah writes Bivsula in her virginity, is to teach that she's forbidden if she had relations Kadarka in a natural way, but she's not prohibited Shul Kadarka if she had them in an unnatural way. Whereas Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon hold that Basula connotes a complete virgin, but the use of the word Basula implies that even a woman with partial virginity is permitted. The expanded form of Bivsula is coming to teach Ad Shiyu Kol Basula Kayamin, until all her virginities extend, and she never had relations Kadarka or Shlo Kadarka. Point number two, Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Nivla Shlo Kadarka Basula Kahuna, a woman who had relations unnaturally is ineligible for the Kahuna, referring to a Kohen Gadol who may only marry a virgin. The Gemara questions why Rav prohibits her only to a Kohen Gadol, for when a woman has relations, she's considered a zona and is forbidden to ordinary Kohanim as well. For Rav rules according to Rabbi Elazar, who said, Panuya haba'a panuya shlo shem ishas asa zona, an unmarried man who has relations with an unmarried woman, not for the sake of marriage, renders her a zona. After the first explanation is rejected, the Gemara brings Rabbi Zera, who said that Rav's ruling applies to a mema'enes, a young orphan girl who did miyun. Such a girl is not considered a zona or divorcee to be prohibited to an ordinary kohen, but if she had relations with her husband, even shlo kadarka, even unnaturally, Rav rules that she's not a basua and may not marry a kohen gadol. And point number three, Rav Shimon Bar Chiya said, Nivlo behema kasher kohuna, a woman who had relations with an animal is eligible for the kohuna, meaning she may even marry a kohen gadol. This was also taught in a braisa, Nivlo misha eno ish, a woman who had relations with one who is not a man, referring to an animal, Even though she's subject to stoning, she remains eligible for the kahuna. Rashi explains that she would be eligible in the case when there were no witnesses or she was not forewarned. The Gemara brings an incident with a certain maiden who was cleaning the floor of a house that was attacked by a hunting dog and was deemed fit for the Kohen Gadol. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Nun Tes, and this Siman was suggested to us by Binyamin Michel from Boca Raton and Eitan Gavron. They both suggested that Nun Tes is a knight, as in a knight in shining armor. So here goes. The knight protecting the Bogeris in a castle where she was going to marry the Kohen Gadol told a young girl who did miyun that she was not eligible, but her sister with the hunting dog was. Once again in slow motion. The knight protecting the Bogeris in a castle where she was going to marry the Kohen Gadol. Which reminds us that there's machlokes regarding if a Kohen Gadol may marry a Bogeris. And the machlokes is based on how to darshan the pasuk regarding a Kohen Gadol. Behu isha bipsulah yikach. He shall marry a woman in her virginity. So the knight protecting the Bogeris in a castle where she was going to marry the Kohen Gadol told a young girl who did miyun that she was not eligible, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav, a woman who had relations unnaturally is ineligible for the kahuna, referring to a Kohen Gadol who may only marry a virgin. The Gemara questions why Rav prohibits her to only a Kohen Gadol, for when a woman has relations out of marriage, she's considered a zona and is forbidden to ordinary kohanim as well. Rabbi Zera answered that Rav's ruling applies to a Ma'enes, a young orphan girl who did miyun. Such a girl is not considered a zona or a divorcee to be prohibited to an ordinary kohen. But if she had relations with her husband, even unnaturally, Rav rules that she's not a basula and may not marry a Kohen Gadol. So, the knight protecting the Bogeris in a castle where she was going to marry the Kohen Gadol told a young girl who did miyun that she was not eligible, but her sister with the hunting dog was. Which reminds us, Rav Shim Bar Chiya said, Nibula behema kashera kahuna. A woman had relations with an animal is eligible for the kahuna, meaning she may even marry a Kohen Gadol. This was also taught in a brisa. Nivola lamisha eno ish, a woman in relation with one who is not a man, referring to an animal, afopisha baskila kashero kahuna. Even though she's subject to stoning, she remains eligible for the kahuna. Rashi explains that she would be eligible in the case when there were no witnesses or she was not forewarned. The Gemara brings an incident with a certain maiden who was cleaning the floor of a house that was attacked by a hunting dog and was deemed fit for the Kohen Gadol. So once again, the knight protecting the Bogeris in a castle she was going to marry the Kohen Gadol told a young girl who did miyun that she was not eligible, but her sister with the hunting dog was. All right, now it's time for four blabak chazara. Daf Nun Hei. So the Simfer Daf Nun Hei is a speed limit sign of 55. So here goes. The group of wives of one's paternal and maternal brothers who worked at the speed limit sign factory, speed limit sign, that must be more in Daf Nun Hei. The group of wives of one's paternal and maternal brothers who worked at the speed limit sign factory, which reminds us of the source of the Isra of Eshazach applies to both the paternal and maternal brothers, is the pasuk of Ervas Eshazachicha Lo Segaleh, the erva of your brother's wife you shall not uncover, which ends with the words Ervas Achichahi. She is the erva of your brother to teach that one's brother's wife is forbidden whether her husband is a maternal or maternal brother. So, the group of wives of one's paternal and maternal brothers, who worked at the speed limit sign factory, were commissioned to make a slow down, a choso is in a sakara sign, which reminds us. The Gemara said, since the Torah learns from one pasuk that all arayas receive karas, why is there a mention of karas by the prohibition of having relations with one's sister? And answers that it's needed for what Rabbi Yochanan said. That if one committed all the erva transgressions during one lapse of awareness, he's chayv to bring a chatas for each transgression. So, the group of wives of one's paternal and maternal brothers, who worked at the speed limit sign factory, were commissioned to make a slow down, achoso, as in a sakara sign, after they had to throw the warning against bodily contact sign for a sota into the garbage, because they were told it wasn't effective. Which reminds us, Rav said that the pasuk mentioned Shif Chazer by Sota to exclude Shekinah L'Derech Evarim, where one warned his wife against bodily contact with another man. Rashi says this refers to pressing oneself against a woman. This type of warning would not make her a Sota. The Braisa need to teach us, for one might have thought, B'kbeidat Tabal Tal Rachmana, that the Torah made the matter dependent on the husband's objection. And in this case, the husband objects to bodily contact. Therefore, the Torah teaches that a sota warning is only valid if it deals with adulterous behavior, which is at least the beginning of having a relation. Daf Nun Vav, so the Siman Daf Nun Vav is a Shushan Shul going nu-nu, nu-nu. So here goes. The Shushan Shul going nu-nu, Shushan Shul going nu-nu, that must be more on Daf Nun Vav. The Shusher and Shul going, Nu, who prevented the Yavama, who was acquired with an inferior Yibum, from eating Truma, which reminds us, we have a Malkokas Rav and Shmuel regarding to what extent does a Yavam acquire a Yavama with an inferior Yibum. They disagree whether she fell to Yibum from Erison. Rav says she may eat Truma, Daha Rabbi Rachmana, Bishoga Kameis, because the Torah has included relations Bishogeg with the Yavama as an effective form of Yibum, like Maisie. Therefore, she becomes his full wife. But Shmuel says that when the Torah included the inferior form of Shogeg, it was only to establish the Yavam in the place of the deceased brother, since, as an Arusa, she was not permitted to eat Truma with her first husband, she is still not permitted based on the inferior form of Yibum. The Gemara brings an alternative version of the Machlokes. So, the Shusher and Shul going, Nu, who prevented the Yavama who was acquired with an inferior Yibum from eating Truma, was distracted by the Kohen receiving Malkus for having relations with his wife, who was violated, which reminds us, Rabbi said, Eishes Kohen Shenansa Ba'al Aloka Aleha Mishum Zona. If the wife of a Kohen was violated, her husband is Chayv Malkus if he then had relations with her because of the prohibition against the Kohen having relations with the Zona. So the Shusher and Shul going, Nu, who prevented the Yavama, who was acquired with an inferior Yibum, from eating Truma, was distracted by the Kohen receiving Malkus for having relations with his wife, who was violated. So he missed his opportunity to prevent the Alman who was engaged to a Kohen Gadol from eating Truma. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, in a case of an Alman to a Kohen Gadol, or a Grusha and Chuz to Kohen Hedyot, Mina Erison lo yochel b'truma. From the time of Erison onwards, these wives may not eat Truma. Rashi explains that if she's a daughter of a Kohen, she becomes disqualified to eat Truma in her father's house from the time he's Mekadosher. But Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shinar are Makshirin. They say that they're eligible to eat Truma. Rashi explains that she only becomes disqualified to eat Truma from the time she becomes a Chalala, which results when he has relations with her. Daf Nun Zayin. So the Simmer Daf Nun Zayin is nose, and we often use Pinocchio in the Simmon. So here goes. The Petsua Daka Cohen, who was Mekadosh Bas Yisrael, with his favorite Pinocchio puppet, Pinocchio, that must be learned off Nun Zayin, nose. The Petsua Daka Cohen, who was Mekadosh Bas Yisrael, with his favorite Pinocchio puppet, and presented her with a dish of Truma, which reminds us, on the bottom of Nun Vav Amabes, Rabbi Lazar said in the name of Roshia, Petsua Daka Cohen Shekidish Bas Yisrael, in the case of a Cohen with a wounded or crushed testicles, who was Mekadosh Bas Yisrael, we come to the same Machlokes between Rabbi Meir versus Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Meir, who holds Mishnah Meir's Labia Psua Daraisa Loach, a woman awaiting Daraisa forbidden relations may not eat Truma, would say she is forbidden, whereas according to Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon, who hold she may eat Truma, so too, he or she may eat. So, the Petsua Daka Kohen, who's Mekadosh Abbas Yisrael, with his favorite Pinocchio puppet, and presented her with a dish of Truma, as her proud woodworker convert father and Jewish mother looked on, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Oshia, Petsua Daka Kohen Shenasa Bas Gerim, Maushia Kalena Betruma, if a maimed Kohen married the daughter of converts, what is the luck regarding whether he entitles her to Truma? The Gemara determines that Rabbi Yochanan was asking, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who says, a woman who's a daughter of converts may not marry into the Kohen unless her mother is Jewish. Rabbi Yochanan was asking, what is the advantage of having a Jewish mother? Is it merely the kashrus, her ability to marry a Kohen that has been added to her, but not the kedusha of being part of the kahal that would forbid her to a Petsua Daka, and therefore she may eat Truma? Or is it the kedusha of being part of the kahal that has been added to her, which makes her forbidden to a Petsua Daka, and she may not eat Truma? The Gemara brings a proof that he entitles her to eat Truma. So the Petsua Daka Kohen, who was Mekadosh Abbas Yisrael, with his favorite Pinocchio puppet, and presented her with a dish of Truma, as her proud woodworker, convert father, and Jewish mother looked on, did it right in front of a Kohen Gadol who was bringing an Alman Abbas Kohen into his chuppah, even without being Mekadosher. Which reminds us, Rav says, Yesh chuppah psuas. There is halachic significance to a Kohen's chuppah with those disqualified the kahuna. Rashi explains that if a Kohen Gadol brought an Alman who is a Bas Kohen into his chuppah, and did not yet have relations with her, nor even was Mekadosher, she becomes possible to the Truma from her father's house. The Chuppah Kenisas Be'ilodam, if her Chuppah is considered as if he had relations with her. But Shmuel says, Ein Chuppah Lepsuas, the Chuppah has no halachic significance with those women who are possible to the Kohuna. Daf Nun Ches, so the Simmer Daf Nun Ches is Noach Goldberg, the zookeeper. So here goes. Noach Goldberg, that must mean we're on Daf Nun Ches. Noach Goldberg decided to never rent out his zoo for a chasna again, when immediately after the chuppah, the chassan insisted his kala drink the mei sota, which reminds us, Rav Sheshe said, yesh chuppah lepsuos, and that there's a mishnah sota that taught likewise. When the woman takes an oath, she did not stray while an arusa. Now, it cannot be a case where the husband warned her as an arusa, and she secluded herself with the man while an arusa, but he made her drink after she was in a suah. For it was taught in a brisa, v'nikah ishma avona, and the man will be free of sin, which teaches that the bitter waters work if the husband is free of sin. And if the husband had relations with her after she was in seclusion, he's not free of sin and the waters will not work. Rather, it must be he warned her while she was in Arusa and she was in seclusion while in Arusa, And then she entered the chuppah, but he did not have relations with her. So we see from here, yesh chuppah lepsulos. So Noah Goldberg decided to never rent out a zoo for a chasna again, when immediately after the chuppah, the chasna insisted his kala drink the meisota, while her father accused him of acting promiscuously in his house, which reminds us, Rabbi rejects Rav Sheshes' proof from the Mishnah, since it was taught that the sota waters are only effective where the husband has had relations with her before the adulterer had relations with her. Therefore, the Mishnah cannot be correct, for how could an arus be subject to the bitter waters if the husband never had relations with her? Rami Bar Chama answered that you can find a case where the husband had relations with her as an arusa prior to the adulterer, in a case where he had relations with her while she was in her father's home. Since the husband acted promiscuously, and not for the sake of Nesuin, she's not a Nesua, and since it happened before his seclusion, he is free of sin. Therefore, yesh chuppah lepsulos, since it's his bringing her into the chuppah that causes her to drink. So Noah Goldberg decided to never rent out a zoo for a chasna again, when immediately after the chuppah, the chasna insisted his kala drink the meisota, while her father accused him of acting promiscuously in his house, and his monkey stole truma from a bas kohen, who received a get from her kohen yavam. Which reminds Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish disagreeing in a case where a brother of a deceased kohen gave the yavama, who was a bas kohen, a get. Rabbi Yochanan holds she can eat truma in her father's house, whereas Reish Lakish says she may not. Rabbi Yochanan says she may continue to eat it, even according to Rabbi Meir, for here she's only awaiting the rabbanan forbidden relations. But Reish Lakish says she may not continue to eat, even according to Rabbi Lezer. And Rabbi Shimon says she may eat truma while awaiting forbidden relations. This is only where he has the capacity to entitle a wife to eat truma in a different circumstance. But here, where he gave her a get, he does not have the capacity to entitle another one to eat truma through this relationship, referring to divorce. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing a great day and great learning.